In Iraq, large numbers of civilians are fleeing Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood. Fighting there has been going on for more than a month between U.S. and Iraqi government forces on one side and Shiite militias on the other. Those battles continued today. NPR's Ivan Watson has the latest on what's happening in Sadr City and its impact on Iraqi civilians.
Hundreds of families fled the fighting today, desperate to escape the grinding battle in the packed slum known as Sadr City. American remote-controlled warplanes have been firing missiles at suspected militia targets in Sadr City daily over the past week. U.S. forces have walled off part of the neighborhood while using tanks and surface-to-surface missiles to attack Shiite militiamen. The militants often retaliate by firing poorly aimed rockets and mortars in the direction of the Green Zone, seat of the U.S. Embassy and the Iraqi government. American commanders say they're battling rogue elements of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi Army militia. Today in the Iraqi parliament, the leader of Sadr's political bloc, Nasar al-Rubai, denounced the U.S.-led operation. The occupation and government forces are carrying out airstrikes against the sons of Sadr City, Rubai said, adding the only solution is to cancel this siege.
It's not really a siege either. There's travel in and out.
Colonel Don Bacon is a spokesman for the U.S. military.
Food's going in. The Iraqi government is trying to get services into there, but there are checkpoints to make sure weapons are not going in and out.
As the campaign grinds on, the civilian death toll continues to rise. Today, Iraqi government spokesman Tahsin al-Shakli told NPR more than 1,000 people had been killed in Sadr City and more than 2,000 wounded since American and Iraqi government forces launched their offensive. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.